This is James Butler of Sex Clock 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we're going to hear brand new local music from Ulster County, from the Nelson Esposito Quintada Group. From Accra, part-time resident there, and poet Cornelius Eddy's trio has new album out. We'll also hear from Copake, where PG6 lives and has a new album where he plays harp and synth, while Louis Bach plays alto sax. Plus, we'll hear about the protest in Albany yesterday before Joe Biden's State of the Union address, asking for the federal government to address the climate change in a more robust way. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather and the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Mountain Jam Music Festival will return in the summer of 2023, but not at the festival's original location at Hunter Mountain. In a one-sentence update on the Mountain Jam website, festival organizers have announced the event will return to the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Sullivan County in 2023. The festival was founded in 2005 by Radio Woodstock President Gary Chetkoff in partnership with Government Mule singer and guitarist Warren Haynes. The event then ran for 14 consecutive years at Hunter Mountain. The 2018 festival, the last to be held in Hunter, was headlined by alternative country artist Sturgill Simpson, contemporary British rock act Alt J, and Hawaiian folk singer Jack Johnson. The 2020 edition of the event was canceled due to concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic. After declining to present festivals in 2021 and 2022, Mountain Jam will return in 2023. Hunter Town Supervisor Sean Mahoney said February 28th there is still uncertainty about holding a large-scale gathering like Mountain Jam due to COVID. Quote, given the pandemic, we didn't really know whether or not live events of that scale were going to come back in general, unquote, he said. Quote, it's unfortunate that it's not coming to Hunter, but that's a Vail's Resort decision, unquote. Vail Resorts is the owner of Hunter Mountain, Mahoney said. Quote, Hunter Mountain was an amazing venue for Mountain Jam and Taste of Country, so we're holding out hope for the future that events of that style and type can come back to the area. Town of Hunter will be willing to support them any way we can, unquote. More about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that New York State's pension fund won't invest in Russian companies in the future. And Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office said on March 1st it is reviewing getting out of current investments in Russian interest. Currently, New York's pension fund includes about $110.8 million in investments in Russian companies. Russia recently invaded Ukraine without provocation and with much condemnation from around the world. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Russia's unlawful invasion of Ukraine has led to unprecedented sanctions against Russian companies and individuals. While American sanctions already prohibit investment in many Russian companies, I believe it is prudent to freeze purchases in all Russian companies due to the situation's unpredictability and the likelihood that conditions will deteriorate. This will ensure that the fund does not increase its minimal exposure to the Russian economy while completing its divestment review, consistent with my fiduciary duty," end quote. On August 27th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order to end contracts and sever business links with Russia and Russian-backed entities. Read more about this story at Spectrum News.
It has news reports beginning March 1st. Anyone shopping in Dutchess County shops and stores will not have to pay sales tax on clothing or footwear items costing less than $110. Sales tax exemption on clothing and footwear was adopted as part of the county's 2022 budget. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said, quote, "Starting Tuesday, residents and visitors will now pay less when they need to make essential clothing and footwear purchases. Combined, we are delivering $20 million in sustained tax relief," unquote. In New York, clothing, footwear, and items used to make or repair exempt clothing, which are sold for less than $110 per item or pair, are currently exempt from the state's 4% sales tax. Dutchess County is one of only 9 counties in New York to eliminate county sales tax on clothing and footwear items, and the only county in the Mid-Hudson Valley region to do so. Dutchess County Legislature Chair Greg Pulver said, quote, "At a time when many costs are going up for families, I'm very proud that Dutchess County government is doing all we can to lower costs for our residents," unquote. County retailers were notified of the sales tax change by the State Department of Taxation and Finance. Specific details of the exemption are available online. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com.
The Guardian reports that former President Donald Trump and his two eldest children filed an appeal February 28th of a judge's decision requiring them to answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into Trump's business practices. On February 17th, Manhattan Judge Arthur Engoron ruled the Trumps had to testify by March 10th. New York's Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, says she has evidence Trump's company, the Trump Organization, used, and I quote, "fraudulent or misleading," end quote, valuations of assets such as golf courses and skyscrapers to get loans and tax benefits. Trump faces both civil and criminal charges on the matter, and his lawyers argue that having him sit for a civil deposition is an improper attempt to get around a state law barring prosecutors from calling someone to testify before a criminal grand jury without giving them immunity. Read more about this story in The Guardian.
Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Town Board on February 7th approved a motion to support the community solar campaign recently okayed by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. The town plans to build on the county plan to offer solar energy to residents. Kinderhook's plan is similar to what other municipalities in the county have adopted, but instead of the board or the Climate Smart Committee vetting solar companies, the town will use the companies vetted and approved by the county. Community solar projects are an array of solar panels installed in a sunny off-site location, which allows residents and businesses to benefit from solar if they cannot or choose not to install panels on their own properties. Participants in community solar projects get credits toward their electricity bill by subscribing to a local clean energy project. Once a town approves a provider of the community solar, the town can publicize the company, and there are grants available for the municipalities for getting residents to sign up. Kinderhook could be eligible for a $5,000 grant if 10 households sign up for the program. The towns of Chatham and Austerlitz have started community solar programs as well. At the Board of Supervisors meeting on February 9th, the board approved a resolution to enter into an agreement with Astral Power and Nexamp, The resolution allows the County Climate Smart Community Task Force to initiate a campaign to publicize and promote community solar opportunities. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that two Democrats in Albany want to tax ammunition production in New York to fund gun violence research. State Senator Andrew Gonadas and Assemblyperson Pat Fahey introduced the measure in the state's legislature. Gonadas said, and I quote, "As we seek to address New York's rise in gun violence, it's incumbent on us as legislators to identify fact-based approaches that will save lives and bring peace to our communities. By taxing ammunition, we are fairly funding research that will help us build smart and effective policies," end quote. New York recently created a research fund for studying gun violence, which is part of the State Department of Health and the State University of New York. The tax on ammunition would go there. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, scattered snow showers before 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 33 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 8 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 15 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
There are all sorts of creative community voices on the radio on Wednesday, March 2nd, including at 10 a.m. The Synth Eclectico Show is on with tracks from Alejandra Cardenas, Stefan Goldman, Gabriela Calzada, and others. Then at 11 a.m., it's time for Mirage Station, the new show from Mayuko Fujino. It's live from the WGXC Acre studio. Then we go live to Catskill after the new news to Spike's Record Rack, where Spike Priggen broadcasts the Bedazzled Radio Hour for 2 hours until 2 p.m. with all sorts of rock, pop, and more. At 4 p.m., we are live from the WGXC Hudson studio with the WGXC Afternoon Show with Vern Cross, Jaden Cross, India Cross, Kamal Johnson, Ed Mack, and others. At 7 p.m., we're live from New York City with the Off the Hook Show, simulcast from WBAI. It's from the 2600 Hacker Collective, and it's all about technology and more. Then at 8 p.m., we're live from Hudson with Rock and Roll High School with Peter McPartland and Anya Kanevskaya. At 10 p.m., we're live from Ulster County with Jeff Economy and Snack Point Charlie. And then we stay in Ulster County for two more hours of live radio with Peter Aaron and his Go-Go Kitty Show at midnight, simulcast from Radio Kingston in Ulster County and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXE.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXE.org in the community calendar.
There are all sorts of local community events in the WGXE community calendar online, WGXC.org. You can even add your own there. There's a button called Add an Event. You press the Add an Event button and then fill in the blanks, and soon enough, your community calendar listing is on WGXC.org in the community calendar. And it's also being read on the radio right now, including the band Ballister comes to Kingston in April, April 13th. The international free jazz noise trio Ballister, with saxophonist Dave Rempus, cellist Fred Lundberg Holm, and drummer PNL from Norway, start their 2022 U.S. tour at Kingston's Tubby's. Find out more about this event, a link to Tubby's website, and more in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at wgxc.org. Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, March 2nd. Early this morning, we see no accumulated snow reports from yesterday. The low of lows is 23 in Mackey, and the warmest spot is 30 degrees over in Netherwood. Today is looking dry, with mostly calm winds and a high of 43 happening at 3 p.m. That puts today's conditions at almost chilly. The next step is cool and then comfortable. And I know everyone is waiting for them, and it's coming, I promise. You just gotta be patient. Okay, it's chilly today, so dress with some layers. If you go out, bring some sunglasses, as the sun will be popping out this afternoon. After dark, things cool off a bit quick. 34 degrees by 7 p.m. when a snow squall line is expected to run through the area. Additional lake effect could help drop a half inch of snow on the ground by dawn on Thursday. At that time, temperatures bottom out at 26 degrees. Snow will taper off by 10 a.m. and a high of 33 degrees is expected at 2 p.m. Overnight, it gets sub-freezing with a low of 13 degrees. Friday bounces back, dry with a high of 34. Weekend is looking rainy, but also warm. We're talking 50s. Sunset today will be at 5:32 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be 6:25 a.m. Looking way up, we see a possible active sunspot could be rotating into view this weekend. Solar wind speed is currently 467 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 62. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joshua Mail of Seattle, Washington. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Say, Dad, I have an upset stomach.
I've got just the thing. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms combine the smooth, pleasing flavor of lard with the soothing qualities brought to us through science.
It smells funny.
That's our special ingredient, uranium, the scent of the powerful atom. It's strong, but that's how you know it's working. Feeling better yet, sweetheart?
Sure am. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. Thank science.
Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms in 5 or 10-ounce bottles at your local grocer.
If you think you're smart, then use your cranium. Start each morning with uranium.
I'm laying in bed, staring. Oh, Lord, put me in the misery bin. What did I do? What God said? Oh, Lord, who put me in the misery bin? The pillow's the reason, the mattress on fire, laying in the misery bin. Fresh like a bug, impaled on the wire, laying in the misery bed. Lord, who put me in the misery bed? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? What did I do? What God said? Nasty flu, laying in the misery bed. Might take me and might take you, laying in the misery bed. Gobbles up your ears, then ask for more, laying in the misery bed. You sweat and worry about his knock at the door, laying in the misery bed.
Was Misery Bed, the lead-off track on the 2022 album Don't Get Dead, Pandemic Folk Songs, from the Cornelius Eady Trio. Cornelius Eady is an internationally known poet who has a second home in Accra.
The New York Immigration Coalition is among the groups urging the U.S. to take in as many Ukrainian refugees as possible as Ukraine faces an ongoing invasion by Russia. New York has roughly 150,000 Ukrainian residents, the largest population in the nation. Governor Kathy Hochul has said New York is prepared to coordinate with the Biden administration to accept refugees fleeing the conflict. Nicole Kata with the New York Immigration Coalition hopes to see resources directed to beefing up the refugee program.
It's an absolutely devastating week for Ukrainians, both at home and abroad. And our strongest message is that the NYIC will always stand with those seeking a safe haven from violence and war. And we're urging the United States to take as many refugees in as possible.
Kata says the U.S. needs to strengthen and rebuild its refugee program after the former Trump administration gutted it. The former president halted the program multiple times and set the ceiling for admitting refugees lower than ever. More than 100 recipients of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and more than 1,700 international students are from Ukraine. Kata hopes the Biden administration will put measures into place protecting them from deportation.
We're calling for an immediate designation of temporary protected status or deferred enforced departure or special student relief for the tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are in the United States already and without a permanent status in the U.S.
Special student relief refers to a Homeland Security program that removes visa restrictions for students, such as duration of stay and ability to work off campus when emergent circumstances occur, such as war or military conflict. This is Lily Bolke with New York News Connection. Find our eight trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we head to Copaig, where PG6 plays the harp and synth on the 2022 album All Summer Long Is Gone with Luis Bach on alto sax. This is the song The Wind Brings Enough.
Thank you.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On March 1st, before President Biden gave his first State of the Union address, Capital District advocates with the National Build Back Fossil Free Coalition held a news conference at the Federal O'Brien Building to demand bolder climate leadership from President Biden. Advocates across the country are pressuring the president to deliver on his campaign promises on climate by declaring a climate emergency and acting a series of executive orders laid out in climatepresident.org, and to begin by stopping the federal approval of new fossil fuel projects. We hear first from Eric Weltman of Food and Water Watch.
Proud to stand here today, the day of President Biden's first State of the Union address, with so many incredible activists and allies. Last week, we sent a letter to President Biden signed by 1,140 organizations, including over 100 from New York, urging him to take bold executive action on climate change. This letter, folks, was signed by organizations representing all 50 states and Puerto Rico. The letter demanded that Biden fulfill his campaign promises, his commitment, by using his executive authority to keep fossil fuels in the ground and move the nation off fossil fuels. The Biden administration must not, cannot, pin the blame for its failures, climate failures, on congressional inaction. The science is clear. We cannot continue building new fossil fuel projects and still expect to survive on a livable planet. We are living in a reality in which people are dying because of climate change. Communities are being devastated by climate change. The future of our society, of our civilization, is at risk from climate change. And here in New York, folks, here in New York, hard hit by Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Ida, the roll call of the dead is already long, and it threatens to grow longer. A grim future with devastating storms and deadly heat waves supercharged by climate change. But here's the good news. Here's the good news, folks. And there is some good news, believe it or not. With a stroke of his presidential pen, Biden can take bold action to build a resilient green energy economy. With a stroke of his pen, Biden can fulfill his campaign promises, banning all new oil and gas leasing, drilling and fracking on federal lands and waters, direct federal agencies to stop approving fossil fuel projects, including pipelines, import and export facilities, storage facilities, refineries, and petrochemical plants, and declare a climate emergency.
Yeah. Right.
Today, New Yorkers join our fellow Americans in calling on President Biden to take bold action to prevent climate catastrophe and use his executive authority to tackle the crisis, to tackle the climate crisis with the urgency it demands. I would now like to turn things over to one of our wonderful speakers, Pippa Bartolotti from the Upper Hudson Valley Green Party.
Welcome. Thank you so much for turning up on this really, really chilly morning. Never mind the State of the Union. What about the state of the planet?
Hey.
What about the state of the atmosphere? What about the pollution? What about the burning and the flooding? What about the state of the planet? Come on, Joe Biden. Show some presidential acumen. Show a bit of integrity. Now is the chance. Putin might negotiate, but Mother Nature does not. You haven't got much time. Abraham Lincoln fought the Civil War by use of executive orders, largely. You have to stand up to the mark and start fighting this climate war with executive orders. There is no try. There is only do. So do, President Biden. And let's see what you can do with your executive orders. Let's see what a change you can make. Let's see what you mean. You were elected on a bunch of promises. Now is not the time to break them. So move up to the plate. Stand up to the fossil fuel lobby. Stand up to the beef lobby. Stand up to your financiers and stand up for the planet. In your own words. In your own words. This is an existential threat. So do what everybody is asking. The number one concern in New York State, for a start, and probably in most other states who've had a chance to even know what's going on, because that's the other half of the argument, isn't it? We are not told the truth. So come on, Biden, stand up. Mother Nature will not negotiate. You must act.
Next is Julie C. Farah of the Independent Livis Center of the Hudson Valley.
I'm also a member of Adapt Capital Region and currently involved with the Poor People's Campaign and Fair Pay for Home Care. Today, I want to take you down memory lane. I've been a disability rights activist since 1984, proudly chaining myself to people, places, and politicians for decades. Amtrak Joe, also known as President Biden, has been riding the rails for even longer. The railways have become a part of the president's persona. Today, I urge him to build back better with an emphasis on rebuilding and supporting the infrastructure that allows disabled and aging Americans to remain in our own homes and active in our own communities. Many disabled people and low-wage workers, like our home care aides, are reliant on public transit. Besides accessible, affordable housing, access to health care, access to fresh food, healthy neighborhoods with safe drinking water and livable wages, access to reliable, affordable, and energy-efficient public and mass transit is critical for our survival and for the home care workforce that gets us up and going each and every day. President Biden, today we demand you take bold steps to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, investing in energy-efficient, affordable, accessible, reliable mass transit must be a top priority.
Our friend Mark Dunley, who's representing one of our most valuable allies, paused. The people of Albany, united for safe energy.
Congress is not going to do anything on climate in terms of legislation, unfortunately. They're too gridlocked. Even the budget reconciliation, the so-called Build Back Better or Build Back Smaller, seems to continue not to be able to get passed. And so the only path that President Biden has had to take action on climate has been to issue executive orders. And more than a year ago, 500, 600 groups put together 50 to 60 executive orders that the president should have taken a year ago to curtail our dependence upon fossil fuels and to speed up the transition to 100% renewable energy. Just yesterday, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said that the climate disruption is much worse than they had predicted. And the reality is, every single time the IPCC has put out a report, they have underestimated the severity and speed of climate change. Tens of millions of people have been forced to become refugees in Africa, throughout Asia, and in South America. We have wildfires that literally jump the mountains out on the West Coast. We have floods, we have hurricanes, we have heat waves. We must act now. The IPCC put out before COP26 a code red warning. They have said what we have done in terms of our politicians since the Paris Climate Accords lock us in to climate collapse. It threatens the literal future of human civilization. We cannot continue to allow the fossil fuel companies to own our politicians. We need President Biden, Senator Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Hochul, to stand with the people, to stand for the future of our generation. And Paul Tonko.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
That was Block Party from the 2022 album Nevertheless from the group Nelson Esposito Quintana. That's Todd Nelson on guitar and synth, Tal Esposito on bass, and Manuel Quintana from Ulster County on drums and percussion.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Facing pressing issues at home and abroad, President Joe Biden delivered his first State of the Union address Tuesday evening. In the speech, the president announced several new tactics to curb the Russian invasion of Ukraine, including a plan to close off U.S. airspace to all Russian flights.
Throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos.
Biden also highlighted several infrastructure projects he says will stimulate the economy, including an initiative to repair more than 65,000 miles of highway and install 500,000 electric vehicle chargers across the country.
Just look around and you'll see an amazing story, the rebirth of pride that comes from stamping products made in America, the revitalization of American manufacturing. Companies are choosing to build new factories here when just a few years ago they would have gone overseas.
Prior to Biden's address, the House debated a measure that would expand health care coverage for armed services members who have been exposed to toxic substances. The $282 billion proposal would link 23 different illnesses to chemicals used in warfare, permitting folks who live with those illnesses to receive veterans benefits. Texas Democrat Al Green said the bill is a critical measure to support returning veterans.
The greatness of America will be measured by what kind of housing do we give them? Do we help them to transition from military life to a job in civilian life? The greatness of America will be measured by the kind of insurance that they get so that they can have the best health care the world can afford.
The leader of a partisan review into Wisconsin's November 2020 presidential election has endorsed decertifying the state's results. Biden won the key swing state by a margin of more than 20,000 votes, a win that since has been reaffirmed by partial recounts in two of the state's most populous counties. Michael Gableman, the investigation's leader and a former state Supreme Court justice, told a legislative committee the recommendations outlined in an interim investigation report issued Tuesday would help ensure the security of future elections.
When I started this process, when I started this whole procedure, I had no other goal in mind than to find the truth. And while we don't have it entirely yet, we're getting there.
Nonpartisan attorneys in the state's legislature have said overturning the election results is illegal, and the proposal has been rejected by the state's Republican leadership. Finally, the White House will put out its roadmap for the next phase of the pandemic this morning. The administration says the plan will offer a path to loosening COVID-19 restrictions as case rates continue to drop from the Omicron surge earlier this year. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse. Children are killing frogs, poor dumb rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies are kissing dogs, and I hate that human love, that stinking mud, trying to make it real, but compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. But compared to what? Go to church on Sunday,
passion is the motivation. Hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Try to make it real, but compared to what?
This is from the 2010 album recorded in Troy at RPI. This is The Decisive Moment from Scanner, Matthew Shipp, and the Postmodern Jazz Quartet from the album Blink of an Eye.